ICE buses 100 illegal aliens from Indiana to Texas for deportation processing. By Bob Price on October 29, 2025. During the Biden-era border crisis, Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered the busing of illegal aliens to sanctuary cities, including more than 35,000 who were bused to the Chicago area. Now, Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials ordered 100 arrested illegal aliens to be bused to Texas, not for release, but for deportation processing. ICE officials posted a video on social media showing more than 100 arrested illegal aliens being loaded onto buses bound for a removal processing facility in Texas. Once removed, these illegal aliens will add to the more than 500,000 deportations carried out so far by the Trump administration. ICE continues to remove illegal aliens daily. More than 100 illegal aliens were transported from Gary, Indiana, to Texas pending deportation. pic.twitter.com/pokesfk2. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, at ICE.gov, October 29, 2025. Responding to the impact of thousands of illegal aliens being released under President Joe Biden's catch-and-release border policies, Governor Abbott ordered Texas Office of Emergency Management officials to bus migrants to Chicago, Breitbart Texas reported in September 2022. President Biden's inaction at our southern border continues putting the lives of Texans and Americans at risk and is overwhelming our communities, Governor Abbott said at the time. To continue providing much-needed relief to our small, overrun border towns, Chicago will join fellow sanctuary cities Washington, D.C. and New York City as an additional drop-off location. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., welcomed the migrants and likened their journey to that of his great-grandfather who left Ukraine in 1881, ABC 7 Chicago reported. Over the next 2.5 years, Texas would ship more than 32,000 migrants to the Windy City, according to information from the Office of the Texas Governor. The more than 100 illegal aliens being bused from Illinois to Texas this week for removal processing will add to the more than 527,000 who have already been deported under the new administration's aggressive removal policies. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, officials announced on October 27 that more than 2 million illegal aliens have left the country. This includes 1.6 million who used the CBP Home app for self-deportation. The Trump administration is on pace to shatter historic records and deport nearly 600,000 illegal aliens by the end of President Donald Trump's first year since returning to office. More than 2 million illegal aliens have left the U.S., including 1.6 million who have voluntarily self-deported and over 527,000 deportations, said Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin. This is just the beginning. President Trump and Secretary Noem have jump-started an agency that was hamstrung and barred from doing its job for the last 4 years. In the face of the historic number of injunctions from activist judges and threats to law enforcement, DHS, ICE and CBP have not just closed the border, but made historic strides to carry out President Trump's promise of arresting and deporting illegal aliens who have invaded our country. Trump's policies are saving lives, both in the U.S. and across the globe, as migrants are not putting their lives at risk in massive number to reach the U.S. border. McLaughlin explained, "Illegal aliens are hearing our message to leave now or face the consequence. Migrants are now turning back before they even reach our borders. Migration through Panama's Darien Gap is down 99.99%. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.